Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's tonight's top 10 list. Let's try this.
David Letterman, he has been doing the top 10 lists on his program for almost 30 years, first on NBC's Late Night, then on The Late Show on CBS. And tomorrow night, as we know, he will retire from The Late Show. But NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has come up with his own top 10 list, David Letterman's top 10 moments of all time. Eric, welcome back.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's get right to it with your number 10.
Number 10 is average people used as sidekicks. David Letterman loved to use average staffers, stage managers, cue card guys as sidekicks. And one of his best sidekicks was Biff Henderson, stage manager, who he sent to more than a dozen Super Bowls. Let's check it out.
Now let's go into the locker room and celebrate. Way too many naked dudes in there.
Now, what I love about this is Letterman's whole mantra is anybody can do this, and TV is best when it's silly and stupid, and this is the epitome of that.
Okay, and number nine.
Number nine, David Letterman working part-time at a Taco Bell. He took over the drive-thru of a Taco Bell, and this is what
really?
Happened.
A medium Diet Coke.
Medium relative to what?
Okay,
so he's the everyman.
He is the everyman. And also, Letterman has a great respect for TV history. Some of his inspirations were Steve Allen. And I think this comes from Candid Camera. You know, this idea that something average could become this hugely comedic and really silly kind of experience.
All right, number eight.
David Letterman is submerged into a tank of water wearing a suit covered in Alka-Seltzer pellets. Here he talks about it.
We have the oxygen here, and I have been asked about 12 times by various members of the staff to remind you, don't try this at home. I know you have the 900-gallon tank. I know you have the oxygen. I know you have the suit of Alka-Seltzer and a staff of 100 people. No!
So when I spoke to Letterman last week, he told me that they actually tested this stunt with a writer from his staff. And then they realized that there was a problem with having somebody in an Alka-Seltzer suit. So let's check it out.
So now he's got water up to here, and it's all foaming and foaming and foaming. And whatever the active agent in the Alka-Seltzer is, it is removing the oxygen from the immediate surrounding. And he can't now. He's suffocating.
So basically, he's describing they tested the Alka-Seltzer suit stunt, and they realized the guy couldn't breathe when he was in the seat of Alka-Seltzer, so they had to give Dave oxygen when he did it.
I can't believe that he would remember that one stunt out of all of the ones that he has done over the years that they all stick in his mind, but there it is. And Eric, let's move on to number seven.
Okay, during a 1995 appearance on The Late Show, Drew Barrymore does a little dance, and she reveals a little something of herself to David Letterman. So this was great. It was Dave's birthday, so she gets up on the desk and does a little dance and then lifts up her shirt so only he can see what's underneath. She's not wearing a bra. And Letterman told me last week that that was one of his best experiences on the show, so there you go.
And we're not playing any tape of that, of course, because it wouldn't make any sense on the radio. And if we were television, we wouldn't play it either, probably, because there would be some problems
with
that.
You just have a black bar,
there we go.
You know, right.
That's right. There's number seven. And by the way, we're speaking with Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. We're going through his favorite moments from David Letterman over the years. And Eric, let's get to number six.
Well, number six needs a little bit of context. So for listeners who don't remember, in 2009, David Letterman openly admitted to his audience that he had had affairs and that someone had tried to extort him for millions of dollars. And then he went on the show and talked about it in public. Here's a moment from that.
I have had sex with women who work for me on this show. Now, my response to that is, yes, I have. I have had sex with women who work on this show. And would it be embarrassing if it were made public? Perhaps it would. Especially for the women.
So what's interesting about this is one of Dave's talents is that he can face the camera and talk about serious subjects in a way that's very compelling and that also keeps the audience on his side. And it was amazing that he went on the air and essentially admitted that he had had multiple affairs with women who work on his staff. He was married at the time. And instead of coming off as a cad, people were sympathetic. And as you could tell, they were even laughing at him.
Yeah, they were applauding.
Yeah, yeah. And now I had a listener get in touch with me when my Letterman coverage aired to say, you know, why is Letterman being treated so well when he's admitted to stuff like this? But I would say, in opposition to other people who may have admitted things like this, he fully admitted it. He did take responsibility, and hopefully he's changed his ways. I think there's a sense that he learned a lot from that experience.
Well, and it certainly didn't weigh down his reputation very much. It's not something that everybody's talking about now as he retires.
Exactly. And I think part of it was taking the responsibility and admitting and sort of talking about it publicly in a way that a lot of people don't when they're at the heart of a scandal. Mm.
Okay, let's get to number five.
Okay, so in 1986, after years of trying, Letterman finally gets Cher on his show as a guest, and let's listen to what happened next.
I thought that I would never want to do this show with you.
Now, why? Now, let's explore this a little. Why? Because you thought I was a...
So Cher, what I like about this moment is that David Letterman pushed his guests often to have very real reactions. So if he knew somebody didn't like him, or if he didn't like that person, or if he felt there was something they didn't want to talk about, he would push and push and push them until he got like a real reaction from them. So Cher calling him the A word fed into that and was a good example of that.
Well, and I remember also David Letterman with Madonna, and we played a little clip of that last time you were on the show. Sort of an awkward exchange, but he has an interesting relationship with some of these celebrities. Let's get to number four, which is right on, in this theme, Eric.
Yeah, exactly. So when I talked to Letterman last week, I asked him about some of his favorite moments, and he talked about when Joaquin Phoenix came on and sort of pretended that he was quitting acting and acted like he was under the influence of something and seemed really out of it. And, we have some words here from Letterman describing how he felt about it.
Stuff like when Joaquin Phoenix came on, I just loved it. I thought that was great. That was a bit reminiscent of Andy Kaufman. I loved it when Andy Kaufman would come on. It was just fantastic. And unusual. And
now, Dave has a reputation also of bringing on guests like Andy Kaufman and Joaquin Phoenix, who are doing things that seem legitimate and real, but really are elaborately staged pranks. And so Joaquin Phoenix, Dave kind of knew that he was pulling something there. And also, Andy Kaufman came on and had a fight with a wrestler that looked very real, but really it was all planned out. And Letterman told me last week that every time Andy Kaufman was on his show, every stunt was meticulously planned out. They knew exactly what was going to happen, but they made it look spontaneous.
It's interesting he says that now because he looked very puzzled when Joaquin Phoenix was on acting so weird.
Yeah, well, maybe he's a good actor.
Okay, let's get to number three, Eric.
So anybody who watches Letterman's show will know about this one, the stupid pet tricks.
What are you guys going to do for us tonight, Abe?
Well, Sparky's going to act like a dog possessed by the devil.
Whoa. Wow.
Sparky, where's Satan? Where is he? Where's Satan? Where's Satan? Where is he?
Now, what I love about this stuff is that Letterman, it seems to be admitting, every talk show used to have animal acts come on. But Letterman is the only one who admits, okay, we know this is stupid, but it's still fun. So he called it stupid pet tricks. And then he had people come on and he called them stupid human tricks. So
right. It's
that balance of sort of Letterman saying, look, I know this is stupid, but it's still fun and we're going to do it and we're going to enjoy it.
Stupid pet tricks at number three. Eric, let's get to the top two here. Number two.
Okay, number two is Dave returned from heart surgery. So in 2000, Letterman had quintuple heart bypass surgery, and he had an emotional return to a show after weeks of guest hosts where he cracked a lot of jokes about the surgery. He talked about his surgeons and introduced them and thanked them, and he also had a special appearance from Jerry Seinfeld.
What are you doing here? What's going on? What's wrong?
What are you doing here?
I'm doing a show. I'm doing a TV show here.
I thought you were dead.
So again, now Letterman had a history of heart disease in his family, and I think in the back of his mind he always thought that it was a strong possibility he might drop dead one day. So the fact that he was able to have this bypass surgery and then go back to his life was really important to him, and he talked about it on the 8th anniversary of the operation, and he's been talking about it now that he's going off the air.
Hmm. All right, Eric Deggans, NPR TV critic. We have one more, your number one moment from over the years from David Letterman. What is it?
Yes, a little drum roll. And it's David Letterman's first show after the terrorist attacks on 9/11. He once again faced the camera and gave a very emotional speech about what New York had been through during those attacks. Here's a moment from his monologue.
It's very simple. There is only one requirement for any of us, and that is to be courageous. Because courage, as you might know, defines all other human behavior. And I believe, because I've done a little of this myself, pretending to be courageous is just as good as the real thing.
Now, when I talked to Letterman last week, he tried to shrug off these moments, saying, well, all I did was look at the camera and tell you what I was thinking. But it's a mark of a great broadcaster that he can be funny, he can be serious, he can be compelling, all in the same moment. And that's why we're going to miss Dave.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, talking with us about David Letterman, who is wrapping up his time at The Late Show. Tomorrow, we will link you to Eric's list of the top 10 moments of David Letterman at hereandnow.org. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.